DA leader John Steenhuisen has criticized President Cyril Ramaphosa for not consulting the Government of National Unity partners before signing the expropriation bill. Steenhuisen said he found out the bill had been signed on social media upon his return from the World Economic Forum in Davos. He said there was no urgency for Ramaphosa to sign the bill, adding Public Works Minister Dean McPherson had made recommendations to the president on why the bill should be amended. The DA leadership was briefing the media on Tuesday after its first Federal Council meeting of 2025. This included an update on decisions made on recent political developments, its future as a GNU partner, and the 2026 local government elections.
So when you make decisions and you don't consult the rest of your party, the parties in the coalition, without even giving a courtesy call to the leaders, knowing how contentious the expropriation bill has been, knowing the fact that you received a two-page submission from the Minister of Public Works with a legal opinion from senior counsel attached, pointing out the constitutional problems with the bill, and you simply go ahead and do it, and the leaders of your coalition find out about it on social media, that is not being a good steward or a good partner of the GNU. And that is our gripe. Now, I believe that we could quite easily have found a way through this particular impasse had there been a discussion amongst leaders. There's a number of options. There was nothing instructing the president to sign this bill. There was no urgency on it. We could have had a discussion about it. We could have decided to refer it back to Parliament. We could have amended it there using the GNU's majority in Parliament to come up with a bill that met all of these requirements. Or the president could have simply called us in and given us his reasons why he was going to proceed. Instead, all brushed aside, I found out on social media on my way back from Davos that this bill had been signed.
Steenhuisen said despite the challenges in the GNU, the DA was not exiting. He said a red line for the party would be the complete collapse of the economy and the trashing of the constitution.
We want to be good stewards of the trust placed in us by the people of South Africa, and we want to be good stewards in government in the interests of the people of South Africa. And so when that is not permitted, and when it's not allowed, there's no point in us being in government. Have we reached that point yet? No, not yet. I don't believe that. I think the coalition is relatively new. But if this current trend continues of simply giving a tin ear to the views, opinions, thoughts, and ideas of DA ministers in government, then there really is no point us being there. We might as well be sitting in opposition in Parliament and in the country, because if our ideas aren't going to be listened to and taken on board, there really is no point in us being there. So when will we leave? When the constitution is trashed and our economy is crashed. Anything that does one of those two things is a red line, and we will make it very clear when that time has come. I'm really hoping, as I said on Saturday, that this particular situation is cause for a reset in the relations within the GNU, and that there will be some consideration now given to the views, thoughts, and opinions of all parties to the GNU. And as I said, we're not the only party that's upset about the way that this has been handled. There are at least three other parties.
Reporting for Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.